I listen to you. I'm not from your area. I actually listen to you from my home. I love listening to you, and I find your show so fascinating. I can be over out of the country, and I would tune you in from the internet. It's just a fascinating show.
We provide the knowledge. You gain the power. Power Talk with Lorraine Jacques White on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WAOK. And joining us now is a dynamic gentleman that we have enjoyed, and we're so excited to have him with us this morning. Got a brand new project out, Yaamin, featuring 2 Chainz, David Banner. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're so excited to have you with us, David.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
David, I read your article, your incredible article that you wrote for Black Enterprise, and I said, oh, gosh, we have got to talk to him so he can share his ideas on this subject with the community. Thank you, David.
You're very welcome.
The title of the article is 4 Money Management Lessons for Black America. David, what inspired you to write this article?
Well, it inspired me, and I'm going to tell people this, is, you know, in our community, they teach us to put this facade up that we never make mistakes as entertainers. And what that does is that fools kids and makes kids think everything that they see on TV and on the videos is exactly how they should be or how life is. The truth is I made every mistake in that article. You know, and it's bad, and it's bad that we have to go through these cycles over and over again. If you look at historically, most of our black comedians, most of our black entertainers who have made corporations billions and billions of dollars, they die broke, and their families are left in these dire situations. And I started seeing the cycle. And I just got tired of it. And I was like, regardless of what, somebody got to stand up and tell the truth about the situations in our community so we can stop it or change it. Or at least I can say at the end of the day that God has blessed me with so much and I've learned. And that's what I will say is that God allowed me to go through that because I was praying one day and I said, you know, God, why do I always go through these situations every time? You know, as much as I've accomplished, it seems like every time I go, I'm constantly going through some type of adversity. Mm-hmm. And what God revealed to me is that you go through these adversities so you can teach the community, so you can teach all of these young rappers that you produce now. You got this Grammy for a reason. Mm-hmm. So now these people are coming to produce. You think they were coming to you to get beats. They wasn't just coming to you to get beats. The money and the stuff that I'm giving you is the reward for you teaching folks. So firsthand, I'm in the studio with Big Crit, telling Big Crit, dog, you need to do this. You need to do this. Kendrick Lamar's and all the young rappers that's coming up, mm-hmm. I'm teaching them, and that's where that came from, is through experience.
Now, David, tell us a money management lesson in this article that you talk about is when someone as incredible as yourself receive success, and then everybody in the family believes that you are the bank for the family. Say more to us about that. And that is so true.
I said this one time, and I got so many calls, and I'll say this, if you want to argue with me about this, you can hit me on Twitter, the real Banner. The thing is that you're only responsible for your children. Mm-hmm. What happens is everybody in the whole wide world depends on a black child or a black person who is successful.
That's right.
I mean, everybody in the community.
That's right.
All their homeboys, cousins, sisters, mothers, everybody in the family. You know, I watch a lot of my homeboys that are football players, just some of the things that they go through with their immediate families, mm-hmm. with their mothers and their fathers and what's being expected. It's too much of a burden.
I know.
You know? And it's really not fair. You know, and the thing is that, you know, on top of, I think one of the things that people missed in that article too is on top of that, not only do people don't have other people to support them financially, mm-hmm. but they don't have people to counsel them and tell them what to do with that money. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why America don't mind giving young black people money, because they know we're going to turn around and give it right back.
That's right.
When we first get this money, we don't even know what to do with it. We never had money. We were never in situations that was conducive for our money to grow. And as soon as we give it right back. We don't hold the money for a second and say, okay, let me learn what to do with this. Let me invest this. Let me tell you this. When I first got my first big check from the record label,
right.
The first thing that I did was bought my grandmother a house. Now, it's a beautiful story mm-hmm. because my grandmother, she went out of town for 2 months and she came back and it was a brand new house there. Okay, that was beautiful.
Right.
It sounds good, but if I knew what I knew now, I wouldn't have paid for the house cash.
Okay.
I paid for the house cash, but it was a luxury item. So we forget the fact that, first of all, almost 45% of our money is gone from the time that we get it because we owe the government 45%. I told them about my grandmother a house in cash, bought my mother a car in cash, so she won't have to worry about it. Then I turn around and I forget about that 45% obligation that I owe the government. Then I don't get tax breaks because I just bought all of these luxury items.
Right. Right.
You know, and these are things. If I would have known what I know now, I would have put money aside and allowed the house payments to be withdrawn from the bank, so my grandmother wouldn't have had to worry. But then I wouldn't have taken that big tax loss on a luxury item all at one time.
So then, one grand piece of advice you would give to young people who are in any kind of business is before you make all of that money, before you get the first check, get a financial advisor that you can trust, because a lot of financial advisors mess folks up. Look at Wesley Snipes.
I'm going to tell you the best thing that happened to me. I don't know if you want me to say his name or not, but one of the most... My two mentors are from Atlanta.
Okay.
The biggest thing was not just, huh?
That's great. Okay. Who are they?
I don't know if they want their names out there, but what I will say is that he'll probably call me and say, boy, what you should have said my name? But what I will say is that was the biggest blessing to me, was not just a financial advisor, because what we have to understand is I had a group of financial advisors who were hooked up with the lawyers, and the lawyers was hooked up with the tax folks, and they was just running rappers, and they was running groups of rappers through these vicious cycles. It's not just about somebody advising you. It's about somebody who has your best interest at hand, because you gotta have your lawyer watch your tax guy, watch your financial advisor, and none of them can know each other.
But
that's
right.
Something that I didn't put in that article. You have to pit everybody that's in your company or that has anything to do with your money against each other. Your lawyer can't like your accountant. Your accountant can't like your. I'm dead serious about that.
Now, David, you're telling us such great information. Can you stay with us one more segment and also take a couple of calls?
Yeah, it's a blessing, too. I would be honored to.
Oh, thank you, David Banner, on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.